Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We are up to Siftes, second line on 362. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Tzinur HaMekaleach Mayim Min Hagag. So you have a gutter, you have a pipe that is pouring down the water from the roof. Sha'olu bo kashin v'asavim. And in the gutter, it got filled in with straw and grass, all kind of junk got filled into the gutter. Shesos minum akvin kilucho. It stops it up and it prevents the water from flowing. Umeimav yotzim umispashtin bagag. And the water instead goes and spreads out on the roof itself. Vidolfin labayas. And as we know, eventually it starts dripping into the house. You have a gutter that is stuffed and it's dripping into the house. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mimachon biragla bitzina. In private, you can step on it and push down. The kashim and asavim is there, so the water will flow through. The cave and the mesakin aide shinuihu. Since this is a fixing of the pipe through a shinui, not the regular way, she'eno usa el biraglav, because you're only using your foot. The mikom pseida logozu rabbonim. Therefore, in a place of a loss, your house is going to get ruined. The rabbonim did not make exera, and that's going to be mutter. So the Mishabura is very short on the sif, but there's a very practical application that we'll discuss. Sif katan menvav asavim. It gets filled with asavim, zok rashi tlushim. It's talking about grass that's detached. It's not talking about grass started growing there, just pieces of grass or leaves fell in. Now, note 38, he points out, the lush of the mechaber does not sound that way, because it says, sinor mekaleach mayim agag, sha'olu bo kashin. Sounds like they grew there. So says note 38, afshem iloshen ha-shulchan arot, sinor sha'olu bo, mashma sha'asavim b'chubarim. It's mashma, the grass is attached to the pipe. The minchas yitzhak writes, she'bichlal loshen ze gam asavim she'es asu b'tzino ha'idei ha-geshomim v'aruach. It also can mean that it was put in there through the wind and the rain, that it was detached. Sifkotan memzayim emachon, you can crush it with your foot. Pirish, dorsan, you step on it, umashpilim raglav, and you lower it with your foot. Because of the iri perchavis, tilahasira mehena vehena asra filu biraglo. To push them to the side is asra. You're only allowed to step on them, push them down. If you look at note 39, he points out, betama dover, the reason why you could step on it and push it down, and that's going to be okay. The Minchas Yitzchak writes, b'shein p'tei Yeshua, shepsichas hatzinor kedako lo nesra midaraisa mishum binyan. Opening up the pipe, fixing the pipe, is not a daraisa. It's not a problem with binyan. Shari eino osa maisa b'guf hatzinor. You're not doing anything to the actual pipe itself. Elo rak meisir mimenu esastim. You're just taking away that which is preventing the flow. Ukesha osa kem biraglo shu shalo kedako. When you use your foot, which is not kedako, Eino elo shvus the shvus. So it's a derabbanan on derabbanan. The whole fixing is derabbanan. You're not actually fixing the pipe, which would be deraisa. You're just clearing that, which would be a tikkun derabbanan. You're doing with a shinui, which is a double derabbanan. The lochein mutter lasses came betzina b'makom hefsed. Therefore, in private, you could do it b'makom hefsed. And now the important note, note number 40, with the practical application of this, if a person has a stuffed up pipe in his toilet or in his sink, are you allowed to plunge it? Are you allowed to use some kind of pump that's going to clear it out? So that's discussed in note 40. We'll read part of it. In the beginning of note 40, he writes, Kiyor Shenistam, a sink that gets clogged. Rav Yashiv says, Shedino Ketsinor Sha'olu Bo Asovim Sha'osu Leposlo Kedako. It's like our case, the Mechaber, that you cannot fix it the regular way. V'lochein Ein Leftoas Timosu Bekli HaMeyuchel Lekach. Therefore, you can't use a kli, a plunger, a normal kli that would be used to fix up this clog. Elurak B'Shinui. You'll have to use a shinui. Ubamokum hefsed belvad. Only it's a case of a hefsed, like the case of the mechaber. Only because the house is getting ruined, you're allowed to use a shinui. Says Rav Yashiv. So to that case, so writes from this in Krelis. Meidach on the other hand, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe. Sheim dover motzrihu bakior zeshe yistom. If it's commonplace that this pipe gets clogged by the sink, ein astima nechsheves kilkul. When it gets stuffed up, that's not called a kilkul. Ve'im psichasa nechsheves elo kadochas kelim atzarach haShabbos. Clearing it out is like washing the dishes. It's much more lenient. V'lochein mutter leposcha bepumba. Therefore, you can use a pump. You can use a plunger to clear out this pipe that tends to get clogged. V'ilukior she'enu matzui she'yistom. But if it's a sink that doesn't normally get clogged, im adayin yotzim amayim ma'at ma'at. If the water still goes through a little bit at a time, time, nechsheves psichoso ketikon muad is considered like a little bit of a fixing. Af im ein tzorach buuman l'shem kach, even though you don't need a professional, it's still considered somewhat of a tikun. Ve'ein l'sakno el b'shinui, and you should only do it with a shinui. Avel im nistam l'gamri, if it's totally clogged up, and it's something that doesn't normally get clogged, hareyu tikun gomer kasiyas pesach. That would be a real tikun, that would be a siyas pesach, and that would be usra in all cases. If you skip down to the very bottom of the page, in the notes, he writes, the asal shall base a kisa a toilet shenistim, but the Minchas Yitzchak writes, shebemokum tzarech godo mutter l'shtamish bepumba, you can use a plunger if it's very, a very great need, kedei l'ftoch as astima, to fix up this toilet, shemi'achar she'ef shel aposcha yidea kli anal she'enu ma'is u'man, since everybody can do such a thing, it's not a ma'is u'man, bevadai she'enu astima gemura, so therefore that makes that it's not considered a full stima, and it's mutter. V'hosev and he adds on, shemi'komokoi roi l'aposcha yidea nochri, it's better to get a goy if you can, v'in i'ef sher lasos kenal yidea nochri, yishtamish biyodo hasmolas, use your other hand, use your left hand if you're righty, o al koponim biyodo achos, or one hand, so you should use some kind of shinui, and that's what most poskim seem to say. If a toilet gets clogged and there's a tzarach gadol, because that's the one that people are using, or there's a lot of guests over and you have to clear it out, so with a regular plunger that people normally use, you use a little bit of a shinui. So many poskim say that would be okay, not everybody, but that is the practical application of this sif test. Says the mechaber vayter sif, you had hadas mechuber, you have a hadas that is attached, mutter lahariach bo, you can walk by the hadas plant and you could smell it. Aval esrog, but an esrog v'tapuach, and an apple, the chol dover haroi la'achil, or anything else that is edible, osur lahariya boba mechuber, you can't go ahead and smell the apple while it's attached to the tree. Shema yakutz osur lachlo. So when it's something edible and you smell it, we have a concern, you might pull it off to eat it, so you're not allowed to smell it when it's attached to the tree. But it's something that's there only for smelling, the hadas, you're not eating it, you're only smelling it, so you have no reason to pull it off. You could smell it there, just like you could pull it off and smell it, so we're not worried, you're going to pull it off, and therefore you are allowed to smell it. So a hadas, you can smell a fruit, you cannot smell when it is mechuber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadam emches, mutar la'riach bo the hadas, de lo shayach l'nigzer shem le'yakot. We're not worried about making a gzeira that you might cut it off. Kevan she'enu rotza rak la'riach, all you want to do is smell it. V'ze yachol hu la'asos apa mechuber, and the smelling of the hadas you can do just as well when it's attached. V'yesh machmir b'zeh, but as you could probably have imagined, there are those who are machmir and say you should not smell the hadas when it's attached. The kasa bel yirabo, the ha'ikir ke psaka shulchan aruch. The ikir is like the psaka of the shulchan aruch, which means if you're walking and there's nice smelling flowers, you would be, yes, allowed to smell them according to the mechaber, and the yirabo comes out that the ikir is like that psak. Ule'inya lataltalo biyado, can you move it around while it is attached? Dino kamo la'el le'inyan kanem harakim b'sav aleph. There you have to look at the discussion we had with the soft reeds, where the Mishnah Berurah came out lenient, if it's a soft reed that's not going to ever harden, so then you were allowed to move it. That's not called being mishtamish v'ilon, and that would be okay, but that's a discussion over there in Sif Aleph. But the bottom line is, a person wants to smell a flower, smell a hadas while it's attached, the halacha is that it's mutter. If you want to smell an esrog or an apple, that is usr, because it's a gzeira, you might come pull it off to eat it. Says the Mishnah Berurah memtes, yokutz osa la'ochel, the concern is you might cut it off to eat it. V'chitema, if you're going to say, Hanami yochel anoshcho b'pivin ha-mechuber, why do you have to pull it off? You could just bite it while it's attached to the tree and eat it that way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, ein locha tlisha gedola mizu, there's no greater detaching than that. The same way you'll pull off the apple, taking a bite of the apple while it's mechuber is the same iser, so that does not help you. V'glochein yesh limchos b'yad ha-toim. Therefore, you have to protest against those who make a mistake. V'holchim laginos b'Shabbos, and they go to the gardens on Shabbos and Yontif, v'kotvim peiros v'mechuber v'ochlim, and they pluck off through biting the fruit on Shabbos from that which is attached, and they eat it. That is not allowed. Umilvad iser talisha. Besides the iser we're discussing over here of detaching from the mechuber, asurim gam ken achakach ba'achilu kol haShabbos. Those fruit are usher to be eaten the whole Shabbos. After all, they were mechuber when Shabbos started. They're mukza. So besides that, you're pulling something that's attached to the ground off, which is an isser on its own, you're then moving something that is mukta by eating it, so you have two isurim going on over here, like we learned earlier in Simon Shincha Beis of Gimel. V'roi linos anoshin l'hashkiach al zeh ad she tishtaka hadover. It seems like it was very commonplace, and he says you should appoint people to watch over it until the issue dies down. Says the Mechaber, Vaitasif Yud Aleph, Hashorech Chitim Usorim V'Kayotzei Behem B'mayim. One who soaks wheat or barley or similar things in water, Hareza Toledes Zareya. That is a tolda of planting. V'chayev V'kolshu, and your chayev on the smallest amount. Then the Ramah says, Umutter Lahamid Anfe Ilonos B'mayim. You are allowed to place branches of trees into water b'Shabbos, ubavach lo yehev behem prochim v'shoshanim she'nitochim l'achluchus amayim. The only thing you can't do is, if you have flowers that are closed up, you're going to put into the water, it's going to cause the flowers to open, that's not allowed. But branches of a tree which are not going to blossom or do anything in the water, so those you are allowed to place in the water on Shabbos. He writes at the end, v'ayin l'kamon simit tof reish nandalid. That is referring to Hilchos Lulav, and that's a very important point that we'll see discussed in the Mishnah Berurah. So first we'll see Sivkata Nun. So one who wants to soak wheat or barley or other kinds of grains in water, that's an Isser, a Tolda of Zareya. Why does he want to soak it? Kedei sheyisrakechu v'yatzmichu. His point of soaking it in the water is that it should soften and it should sprout. Kederoch sheshorin ezet fuos kodem azriya. Like they would soak other grains before they plant them, so that's part of the planting process. That's why it's a Tolda of Zareya. Sivkotun and Aleph, demaz Zareya. Just like planting, your mechaving latzmuche peire, your kavana is to be matzmiach the fruit. So avzekin, this is the same kavana, and therefore it is aser as a tolda. V'kosav b'chay odom, duhu adin ashore tuah lasos mehem maltzin. So too, if you want to soak the grains to make malt, l'sheichar, to make beer, you're also going to be chayiv. V'adua, it is known that kavanoso latzmiach, you have the same kavana, you want it to sprout, you want it to develop further, and that is a tolda of Zareya. The Kosav, oh, the Chayodim writes further, the Tekef Mishenosan Lamayim Chayiv, right when you place it in the water, before anything happens, you are already Chayiv, Afagad Lo Yatzmichu El Achar Kam Yomim, even though it's not going to sprout for a couple of days, right when you put it in, you are doing the Tolda of Zareya. Umisayim, and he ends off, the Afal Pikein Mutter Lishos Tvua Lebehemto. So till now we're talking about soaking grains that you want to use to plant, you want to use it to make beer, that's where it's usher. But if you're soaking grains just to soften it, to feed it to your animal, you have no interest in anything growing, de'ein kavanoso latzmiach, your kavana is not to make it matzmiach, elo l'rake chazeronim, you want the seeds to be soft for your animals to eat. V'gam lo yovelu de'tzmicha, also will never come to a point of tzmicha, de'kodem she'atzmichu yochlum abahema, before it starts sprouting, the animals are going to eat it. In that case, it's going to be mutter. Vidai, you should know. All this, any leniency like we just mentioned, is only talking about seeds that don't get mixed together in the water. But seeds that get mixed, they connect to each other in the water. Kemo karshinin, like this type of grain that's fed to animals, or something similar, that softens, v'nimochim sham, and it melts over there in the water. And the water thickens because of them. And it ends up looking like water that had dough or flour mixed into it. Its mamish becomes a thicker type of water. So then there's a separate problem of soaking it for your animal. To soften it for your animal, putting it in water, if it won't stick together, that's 100% mutter. It's not going to grow. But over here you have a problem of lush. If it thickens the water, so that is like kneading, and that is usser. Like we'll see later in Shin Mem, Sif Yud Beis, Ukumasis, and Shabbos Yud Zayin, V'ayin Shem Befer Shem Mishra, L'Ramah V'Meiri. Tzimukim, Ushar Peros Yuvashim, dried fruit or raisins, Mutter Lishos V'mayim, you can, yes, soak them in water on Shabbos, U'mikomokom V'kovesh Kvashim Usser. However, pickling, soaking something to become pickles, so that, as we learned, is going to be usser. Sivkata Nun Beis, the Mechaber said, if you soak the wheat or the barley in order that it should sprout, like the Mishabura explained, that's a total of Zareya, and the Mechaber said v'chay b'kolshehu. Wrote Salomon afilu gargir echad. Even if it's one grain of wheat or one grain of barley, that's already going to be the issa daraisa. Then we get to the Ramah. The Ramah said you can take a branch that's detached from a tree, put it in water on Shabbos, as long as there are no flowers or roses on that branch that are going to be opening. Sivkata nun gimel shekotzitzim b'yemos achama. We're talking about anfei ilonos that you cut normally during the summer, lismoach b'embabayas, to make yourself happy in the house. us that gives a nice appearance in the house. V'rotzalomar, and we're talking about a case over here, shehuchnu me'esmo. They were prepared for this purpose from before Shabbos. Shehuchnu me'esmo l'kach. They were prepared before Shabbos for this. Aval stam an fe'ilan havei muktzah. But of course, as we know, a regular branch of a tree is muktzah. Branch is muktzah. So when we're saying you put branches of trees in water, it's obviously designated for that purpose from before Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. The only problem is maybe the nourishment you're giving it. So if there are no flowers that are opening up because of that, it will be mutter. Sivkata nundalad. The Ramah ended off and said, ayin l'kamon simin tof reish nundalad. That is hilchos lulav ratzalomar. Disham mevur de einu mutter b'shabbes ki'im lahachzir b'mayim sha'amdu bo mikvar mi'er Shabbos. It's talking about there, the Mishnah in Sukkah that says a woman could take the lulav from her husband or from her son and she could place it in water on Shabbos. That's when they used to take a lulav on Shabbos. She could put it in the water on Shabbos. And the Mishabur is saying over here, it's only mutter on Shabbos to return it to the water that it was in from before Shabbos. V'lo lahosef od mayim tzodanim. You can't add any cold water to it on Shabbos. V'kol shekein shelo lahachlev amayim lagamri. Certainly you can't change the water. There the Mishnah says, on Yontif you can add water, on Chol Hamoed you could change the water, but on Shabbos you can only put it back in the water that it was in before. According to this, that which the Ramah said before, that you were allowed to place the branches in the water, what it means to say, even though it's not what it actually says in the Lashon of the Ramah over here, what the Ramah means over here, based on his referencing Hilchas Lulav, is that you could return the branches to the water that they were in before. Afilu imkvar nitlu mehen, even though they were removed from the water, you can put them back into the water. But you can't for the first time, even though the branches were designated from before Shabbos for this purpose, you can't put it in for the first time. So based on what the Ramah references, it doesn't mean what it sounds like over here, that you could put it in for the first time. It just means if it was in the water and taken out, you could return it to the water on Shabbos. That is shita number one. The yesh achronim shesovrin. However, there are achronim that hold. The midisasam ha-mechaber, from the fact that mechaber was so same, he doesn't say you can return it to the water. It's mashma da'afilu lechatchila mutter lahamidam bekat sheyesh b'mayim mezumana me'er Shabbos. That you can lechatchila. Initially, for the first time, if you have water prepared from before Shabbos, take a branch of a tree that was designated before Shabbos and put it into the water on Shabbos for the first time. V'lo asru ela lahosef ata mayim mishum tircha yaseira. The isra over here is not the nakuda of soaking the branch in the water of what it might do to the branch. The isra over here is the tircha involved. The only isra is to add water now because it's a tircha yaseira on Shabbos. So water that was prepared before, you could put it in even the first time. But you can't prepare new water. V'dayu should know the biyesh ben prachim sheniftachim achmas amayim. If there are flowers on these branches that are going to open because of the water, aser l'kul yama. That's aser to put in the water according to everyone. Av lahachzir b'mayim she'andu b'hem mikfar. Even if they were in water before, if the flowers came out, you have tulips in your house, and you're going to take the, if they were taken out or they fell out, and you want to put them back in, and they're going to open up, that is for sure aser according to everyone. So here of a machlokas, what exactly the Ramah means? Does the Ramah mean that you can only put it back in a branch with no flowers when it was there before? You can return it to that water, but you can't add new water, you can't change the water, and if it was never in, you can't put it in initially? Or does he mean that as long as the water was prepared before Shabbos, you could put it in even for the first time? The issue over here is not any kind of growth or any kind of sprouting or any kind of nourishing you're doing to the branch. It's purely a tircha yaseira. If the water is prepared, put it in. The water is not prepared, don't put it in. But the very important point is, anything that's going to sprout, that's going to open up flower-wise, that is for sure aser to put in water on Shabbos. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.